Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We warmly welcome the delegation of Solomon Islands and thank them for the report presented before us today. Israel would like to commend Solomon Islands for the following measures adopted by the government in recent years: the creation of a Solomon Islands UPR National Working Committee, the adoption of laws such as the Immigration Act in 2012 and the Immigration Regulations in 2013, the Solomon Islands National University Act of 2012, the Policy Act of 2013, and the Family Protection Acts that criminalize domestic violence, the approval of different national plans and policies, including the National Development Strategy and the Solomon Islands National Strategy for the Economic Empowerment of Women and Girls that was endorsed by the Cabinet in 2015, as well as the establishment of a National Risk Resilient Development Working Group. Additionally, Israel would like to recommend Solomon Islands the following. First, to ratify more human rights instruments, especially the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Second, to continue its efforts to facilitate a greater participation and representation of women in public offices and in higher levels of decision-making positions. Third, to adopt measures to ensure full enjoyment of rights and equality to LGBTI people, both in terms of legislation and as well as on policies and practices. And finally, to implement measures to ensure the full enjoyment of rights by persons with disabilities, especially regarding inclusive education and development. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.